This interview highlight package is brought to you by Sowetan Live.
Insofar as people want to exclude children from schools, etc., we could never support that. And children are not the makers of the problem. If parents are here illegally, can we then keep the children out of basic things like schooling? It's just not on. And I can understand people getting excited about this, but we can't possibly say it's a good thing. Insofar as getting children registered, etc., etc., of course, it's a tall order, but it's not something completely brand new. I was a headmaster for 18 years, and I can tell you that when the grant system was being encouraged, when people were being encouraged to identify the children who were poorer, who needed grant assistance, etc., they came to the schools, and the schools had to try and identify and assist in that. And we did that. But of course, what made it successful was that social development people came then to the schools when we called them to come and get information, follow up with the parents, etc. Similarly, I'm saying that if the system is tailored such that our role is to identify, to assist with forms, because they leave the forms with us, we send the forms to the appropriate parents, we can even be a collection agency. But we don't have the capacity as teachers, as principals and the like, to go chasing up forms in communities, etc. It's not our role, and neither do we have the capacity to do that.
For more, head on over to iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcasts. You can also follow us on all our social media platforms at Sowetan Live.